Welcome to the Module Review, brought to you by Dice and a Pencil. Today we're going to be reviewing Old School Essentials Official Adventure Scenario, The Incandescent Grottoes by Gavin Norman. The cover art stirs imagination by depicting three characters anxiously moving about a cave full of multicolored crystals. The inside cover is reminiscent of early Dungeons & Dragons modules where the map is on the inside of the cover, though not removable due to the binding. In order to aid the referee, portions of the map have been reprinted throughout the module in the area descriptions. Something that really stands out about this module is its layout. Easily accessible information important to the referees, such as PC level suggestions, a brief history of the dungeon, dungeon factions and their relationships with each other, recommendations on how to handle monster reactions, rumors, and random happenings are all conveniently found within the first 9 pages. There is also a list of treasure in the dungeon, what area and level the treasure is located, as well as the total monetary value of the treasure. This is an invaluable resource to Old School Essential referees. One of the aspects that drew me toward Old School Essential's rule set was its minimalist playstyle. Important environmental attributes are bullet-pointed in bold and given a short description. The area description also provides directional reminders to aid referees. These descriptions, though brief, allow the referee to paint a vibrant image in the player's minds and help bring the grottoes to life. This scenario, designed for first and second level PCs, will test first-timers and veterans alike. Players are immediately presented with choices, as well as a manipulative environment. Level-appropriate encounters provide a sense of control, while deadly traps, which can be encountered early, teach a new player caution that will help keep their characters alive throughout their gaming experience. These features allow players to make informed decisions about when to push on and when to turn around and rest. This has been Brian for the Module Review. And remember, when playing TTRPGs, all you need is dice and a pencil.